For staff at George Washington High, getting kids excited about school starts with a pie tin filled with some sour gummies and the crucial ingredient, whipped cream. At Go, five teenagers dive face first into the Ready Whip. About 100 teens are playing games and eating coney dogs in the Washington School cafeteria. Mind you, the pie-eating contest came about 2 hours after school let out. But Washington staff says this has a lot to do with getting urban school kids to graduate. This is the kickoff afternoon for Washington's after-school program, a program administrators say is central to the school's purpose. Washington is a community school. That means it's a combined middle and high school. Administrators figure if they can engage underachieving urban students when they're in middle school, those students are more likely to graduate from high school. That means reaching students and their families not just in class, but with student health clinics and a neighborhood fitness center. But Alicia Wooten, who helps run the after-school program, says what's going on in the cafeteria today is key to making Washington a hub for the community.
That's why at 7th and 8th grade, 9th grade, they come in and they never want to go. And with their excitement, it brings their parents in. It brings other educators in. It brings other community partners in. These kids get really excited. They love being around us.
What we can show is that when we have them over time in a consistent, supportive environment.
Washington principal Deborah Lesser.
That we can do dramatic change with kids, but it doesn't happen in a year. It doesn't happen in 2 years.
Lesser says the dramatic change is evident in Washington's graduation rate, up more than 20% from 2007 to 68% last year. In 2009, all Washington students who graduated went on to college. The way the state sees it, though, the dramatic change isn't as evident in the school's test scores. While Washington's high school test scores went up, its middle school passage rates went down. Adding the two together wasn't enough to take the school off of the state's failing schools list. But the middle and high school scores come from different tests. And IPS argues the state adding the scores together isn't fair.
I think it's biased against the community or the blended high schools.
Indianapolis Superintendent Eugene White.
I don't think if you're dealing with high schools, you should be talking about middle schools. I don't think you should be penalized because you found a model that works at the urban setting.
And this gives me no pleasure.
But State Superintendent Tony Bennett argues the state treats community high schools no differently than, say, combined junior-senior high schools in rural areas, none of which face state intervention. Bennett says the district's argument IPS isn't getting a fair shake is unfounded.
Well, very bluntly, Dr. White's had 2 years to talk about fair shakes and share transparent information. So to come to the board today and say I'm not getting a fair shake is disingenuous.
So we need y'all to pay attention. Now, this is what's going to
After school program director Tamika Riggs is speaking to more than a quarter of Washington's 700 students on kickoff day, most of whom she says have average grades with below average home lives. Riggs says she isn't really a political person and doesn't have an opinion about the state's intervention at Washington, save for this.
I think you need to do whatever's best for our families. Period. That all I care about is what's going to be best for our kids.
From what she sees, Riggs believes Washington is improving, even though the state says Washington is failing. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.